Let's leisure. Now, if you watch my, if you heard my rewatch for Euphoria, thank you. And as you can tell from the title, we're gonna get into season 2 premiere, which we have all waited for what feels like freaking forever, okay? Obviously because of the pandemic, things being pushed back, COVID, it delayed a lot of things because I'm pretty sure we would have gotten it sometime last year because the show came out in 2019. So let's get into it because it has been long enough. Let me tell you, this show, okay, so I did a rewatch pre my last episode. I did a rewatch of season 1, and so going into season 2, it, like, this first episode just felt so different. And obviously I'm gonna be talking about spoilers. I want to give another fair warning that this is a mature audience show, dealing with drugs, sex, violence, alcohol, abuse, and so just fair warning for you. If you're not into that, that's fine. And obviously if you haven't seen the show and you really don't know what it's about, now you know. I mean, it's not all about, well, that's, those are like its elements. Just fair warning, trigger warning. And then obviously this first episode was kind of a lot now that I'm thinking about it-ish. So I was talking about spoilers. So if you haven't seen it, go watch and then come back. Because I don't want to be that person. So, season 2 came back with a hit, okay? I was feeling the heat. I wanted to beat Nate's ass, okay? From him fucking up Tyler for no reason just because he's fucking psychotic with Maddie and whatever, like, power or, like, ownership he wants of her. I was heated from the fact that he catfished Jules and was threatening her for whatever freaking reason. I still don't understand this whole, that whole, like, I don't know. Like, maybe I need to do more, more research into it, but it was, like, what was the person's? What was the reason? Tell me. Was it, like, to get back? And then, just for being an asshole. Like, he's so, ugh. And so anyways, I was, like, yes. Oh, and then especially because he's the reason that Fez got raided in the last season. And I was like, Fez, please fuck him up. And Fez came through, hell yeah. Okay, so quick rundown. There's a house party. It kind of starts out like season 1 did. Rue and Jules finally cross each other after the, like, weird being left at the train station situation. We kind of see, like, a pickup from the characters. Like, Cassie's still single. Kat's still with her guy. Maddie is still not with Nate, and Rue is doing drugs, and, that's basically, it's a New Year's party, everybody's there, but it has such a different feel. Like, we have Rue, no, who do we have? I can't even remember how it starts off. Let me look at my notes. I know there's, like, a whole house party, and people are showing up. Oh yeah, so it has Rue showing up. Oh no, it starts out with Fez's grandma, which was so great because I remember when I was doing the rewatch, I was like, what's the story here with the grandma? Because they're just taking care of her, and, like, I mean, obviously they have an income, and it's like they could easily put her in a home, or, like, I don't know, like, what's the situation that made her be a coma, or where, like, he says that, you know, she can't see or hear. But we get a grandma backstory and basically how Fez got into dealing and how his little brother Ash was, like, how the whole involvement, which was great because we had Catherine from Sopranos. She played Charlene. Oh my god, I hate myself right now. The fact, this is how long I haven't watched an episode of Sopranos that I can't even think of who the heck she played. I'm looking it up as we speak, but she plays the grandma, and of course she's, like, badass gangster, okay? Hello. And so, we get the backstory of, like, her taking Fez in, showing him the ropes, and just getting a feel for whatever that world is. And then somehow also, how Ash came in, he was like collateral, and then the mom just never came back for him, which was kind of fucked up. So that was his new brother. And then, of course she was showing them the ropes, and what ended up happening? She ended up getting like sick. Or yeah, she like fainted. Next thing you know, she's like bedbound. Okay, so it's Catherine Arducci and her, she played Charmaine Bucco, which was, oh god, Artie Bucco's wife. He was like the chef guy in the show. So like, honestly, like they could not have picked a better person to come play this grandma gangster for background. Like she went into the strip club and she was shooting at penises and did not give a fuck. And then she's like, Fez, you're coming to live with me. Then that's it. And she was hardcore. She gave no Fs and she stood up for herself every fucking time. And yeah, so I liked that we got the backstory. And I also really liked the fact that we got more into Fez's world, because in the first season we obviously only see his point, like his one-sidedness because of Rue and like him being just her access to drugs really, and being like kind of everybody's access to other things. So yeah, so I was like freaking out. I was like, no way, I had not heard about this. I was so excited. Another whole like Sopranos crossover, like I love when that happens. And then so that's that. And then it starts off with like Lexi's sister looking or asking everybody like, have you seen Cassie, blah blah blah. Cassie's like drunk at a gas station, and Nate out of everybody fucking picks her up, and she's like drunk, and obviously I don't know what his mind's going through. I don't know if he's also drunk. I don't know what the situation is there, but they're drinking, and next thing you know they have a scene and they're like having sex, and it's like, what the actual F? Because first of all, Cassie is best friends with Maddie. Obviously Maddie and Nate were dating and like still have like some weird yes no wanting to get back together situation, and he's still like very like wanting to be ownership and like being with Maddie, so it's like, what the fuck. And then Cassie having just broken up with McKay or whatever, which is her, but it's like the whole like, what the heck. Anyways, and then oh my god, I forgot how the episode really off started too. So after we get the grandma backstory, we have like current time sort of, where we find out that within like the last episode, which didn't happen in the last episode but like is a continuation. So anyway, Ash ends up killing the like hardcore drug dealer that Fez was associated with, and like where he was getting his like stash from or whatever, his supply from. And so he ends up killing that hardcore drug dealer, and so now Fez has to like correct it. So they end up going to like, I guess the like main supplier person, and so of course he pulls up, Fez, his little brother, and Rue for whatever fucking reason she's there. And anyways, obviously like that lady and like her people see that he didn't show up alone, and so next thing you know, Rue and the connection that Fez had to talk to the new supplier, like his girlfriend who's like doing heroin in the car, they're all in this apartment and like stripping naked for wires, and it's like it's intense because it's like, oh god, what's gonna happen here. Then thankfully like it's all cool and blah blah blah, they get their like supply and run off, and like that's it. But it's like really the whole time is like, oh my god, that guy in there was so hardcore, and what was about the other guy with the rifle or the gun or whatever. She's like making it seem like she had like a cool ass time, and Fez is like, shut up, if you don't shut up right now, it's not a joke, that was real life. And it's just so funny because she's just high off her mind thinking it was like the coolest thing in the world. So that made me laugh too. So anyway, she like finds the heroin that was dropped in Fez's car at the party, and she like takes it inside, and we don't really see her take it. She meets somebody else who's also doing drugs. She's like, I'll tell you what drugs, you tell me what drugs you're on and I'll tell you what drugs I'm on. And so there's an exchange of drugs. Next thing you know, her heartbeat is like lowered, and she's like, give me the Adderall that's crushed up in my sock. And she takes it, and heart beats back up. She's like, oh, thank you. She's like, I thought I was going to die for a second. He's like, whoa, too much. And so she's clearly doing a bunch of drugs, because I don't know what she was doing before she went to the party. But I have a feeling she, I don't know. But my whole question mark was, is Rue doing hard drugs now? ? Which I hate, because, like, before she was doing whatever pills, but it's like now she's doing straight up heroin the way that other junkie girl was doing, which was like heating it up and inserting it like a needle. Like, that's just fast tracked of where this season is not going to be good, because, you know, her addiction is just getting bigger and bigger. All within this party, though, Fez is there. I think he's like drunk. I feel like I saw a tweet where it was like him and wine. I don't know. But he's not sober. And he ends up talking to Lexi, who is Cassie's sister. And he's like very into her, and they're talking. And by the end, he's like, well, I have to go. He's like, but, you know, could I have your number and exchange phone numbers or whatever? And it's kind of cute. Like, I like it. But I also want to hop back on the fact that I want Lexi and Rue. Like, or I want some more revelation of Lexi having some kind of feeling for Rue, which, you know, could be justifiable, because in season one there's a reference of the fact that they were kissing to prep Lexi for whatever boy was going to the dance with her. So it's like, could that have opened a Pandora's box, and where she was like, oh, I think I'm crushing on Rue. I don't know, but I'm here for Lexi and Fez too. Like, if there was anybody other person for her to be interested in, it would be him, and I'm like cool with that. Nate, oh god, I was so annoyed by him with this whole time, and the fact that, like, he was, like, looking so predatory towards Cassie, even though they're, like, the same age in the show, but it was just so, like, stop looking at her, like, get the fucking look on her. I could not stand him. And then, so McKay ends up showing to the party, which is Cassie's ex. And Nate's talking to him after he has talked to Cassie, and he's like, y'all just talked? And McKay's like, yeah, we just talked, we just had a conversation. And he's like, nah, there's no way y'all didn't bang and like have sex and blah blah, did you mess those? Like, he was being so vulgar. I was like, shut up, Nate. And then he was like getting really close to his face, and McKay was not having it. He's like, you need to back up. And he was just being so weird during this whole time. Okay, I really dislike his character, and honestly, I know we're just gonna get more of him, but I really wish we would just get less. So then, at this point, obviously, Fez has said his goodbyes, and it's New Year's, and people are literally counting down. Next thing you know, Fez is throwing punches. He's, like, talking to Nate, and he's like, you know, how's it doing? Nate's like, didn't you tell me you wanted to kill me? He's like, yeah, but this is New Year, blah, blah, blah. And then he just starts fucking swinging and fucking his shit up, okay? Like, oh god. I don't mean to be cursing so much, but, like, honestly, I was like, yes, Fez, like, get him. And I don't know what that says about me, but honestly, I was just glad that his character was finally getting more consequences for his actions. Because in season one, he got off on everything, like, from the fact that he had threatened Tyler, and Tyler didn't even get to speak up about the fact that he was assaulted, like, beat up and broken, had his apartment broken into. And then also the fact that, like, he did hurt Maddie, and he was threatening Jules, and, like, oh, just all that BS, man. We finally had a little justice. And, yeah. And then at this point too, like, it's counting down to New Year's, and Rue and Jules have talked, and they're talking about, like, the train station situation, and things are still weird, because of course this is kind of like the first time since they'd really seen each other in person. And then they're, like, sort of together, like, Rue is high, and then they're, like, going in for a kiss for New Year's, and then the fuzz things happen. It ends with her being like, damn. But we all know Nate deserved that. Also, let me backtrack, because the very beginning, when Nate and Cassie are having sex, they're in the bathroom at the party while everyone, or her sister, is like, have you seen Cassie? Have you seen Cassie? Blah, blah, blah. Everyone's like, no. Meanwhile, like, Maddie's like, I need to find a bathroom, and, like, it's weird that Cassie hasn't answered her phone and blah, blah, blah. So she, like, gets to the bathroom and she's banging, and it's occupado, and lo and behold, guess who's in there? freaking Cassie and Nate. And it's like, no. So it's awkward. And then, of course, Nate's like, this is occupied, or whatever he says. And Maddie's like, Nate? So they're busted-ish. Point being, Cassie has to hide in the tub. And this whole time, this girl's freaking out. I mean, obviously, she's, like, drunk. But I was like, girl, chill. But I really want Maddie to whip her ass. I don't know if that's just, like, a... Again, I don't know what that says about me, but they're supposed to be besties. And yet, she goes and does that. That's hilarious to me. Like, I want Maddie to know. It's like, I want her to go off. Anyway, so she's hiding in the bathtub. Takes her freaking forever to get out because Maddie goes pee. Then another guy comes in. Then they're smoking. She's talking to that guy. Like, Maddie and this new guy are talking. Then they go out dancing. And then, Cassie's finally, like, out. And they're dancing. And... Maddie's just so excited that Cassie's there, they're dancing, and, like, it's nothing. Meanwhile, Cassie knows that she was sitting there almost, like, she was messing with her man or ex-man. I don't know what the situation is there, but, yeah. So, party was intense. Then, we got the trailer, or, like, a sneak peek of what's to come for season two. Nate alive, obviously, in the hospital. Ugh. Cassie, for some reason, trying to be like Maddie, like, takes on her appearance of, like, style and makeup and hair, and she's like, what's going on here? So I don't know what that's about. I don't know if she's just kind of, like, trying to get Nate or what that situation is, but it's weird. More drugs and more raids, apparently. Visually, I'm like, wow, though. It looks really good, and I'm really excited to see what this new season could bring, and, like, I don't know, now that there's something built on, because it's not just an introduction of stories and characters and drama, there is, you know, we have a foundation, so now we have to see how a lot of more stuff plays out. Also at the end of this episode, Sam, who is the writer, Sam Levinson, and Zendaya talk, and I think Hunter too, Hunter Shaver, also talk about, like, what it was like returning and what this second season is going to be like. And I know Sam talked about, he's like, in season one it was a feel of being like very present, like if you were at that party or at that game or in that situation. Meanwhile, season two is gonna give a more feel of it being told in glimpses, or like looking back. And that's kind of cool, because you look at the party and, like, the film that they used to shot at was, like, old-style film. And, like, the glimpses that they had at the end for New Year's, it was, like, they would pull up at the character and, like, have them full in front of the camera and then have, like, a flash look, and then it would dim out. So it was really cool, honestly. So I like the fact that, like, it's essentially the same because it's still a Euphoria world. But the vibe that it's giving off, and the fact that it's, like, giving you a different feeling, is pretty cool. I'm, like, really excited to see how he plays that out and, like, visually how he does that. Zendaya, I think, talks about, too, how her character, or how the season is just, like, darker in a sense, I think, if I'm trying to remember. I don't know. But I also know that she, gave a fair warning before the season premiere had started, and I thought that was really nice, just because obviously she is young and she has a young following, so it's like, thanks for giving that warning. So I'm just gonna say what she said. She said, I know I've said this before, but I do want to reiterate to everyone that Euphoria is for mature audiences. This season, maybe even more so than the last, is deeply emotional and deals with subject matter that can be triggering and difficult to watch. Please only watch it if you feel comfortable. Take care of yourself and know that either way, you are still loved and I can still feel your support. All my love, Daya. And I was like, girl, don't make me cry. Honestly, I don't know why. I was just like, that's just so nice. I don't know. I feel like there are a lot of really intense shows, and that I don't feel like their cast, I don't know, I'm trying to think of, like, the last, like, super intense show that I watched, and it having somebody from the cast like this, you know, being like, hey, like, I know this is up there, and I know who I am, and I know you want to support me and all this stuff, but, like, if you can't, like, put yourself first and, like, know that I'm still gonna feel the love that you have and support and stuff, so I love that. Yeah. The debut season of the show contains storylines relating underage sex, statutory rape, revenge porn, and violence. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Like, obviously, I know that, like, the first season had a lot, but, like, realizing it, like, yikes. But, you know, I'm cool with it. And I will be watching. Oh, and it even shows, all the, like, I guess, like, parts that could be, the triggerings and stuff. It just shows a bunch of the, like, all the storylines, really, nudity and, like, drugs and all that stuff. I'm reading this part about, like, the finale from season one after, like, Rue breaks her sobriety, and then it goes into, like, a whole musical number. And it is great, like, crazy. If just as upsetting as the rest of the show. Which I guess, like, obviously she's, like, breaking her sobriety and she's going off the deep end. But again, it did not hit the second time. I mentioned in the previous episode where I recapped the first season. For some reason, my rewatch did not hit. But this first episode, heck yeah. And I don't know if I was called. I don't know if it was because I missed them and I was like, give me something new. Like, I need to see these characters on screen again. Because the weird recaps or, like, special episodes that came in between last season and this one, they're, like, specials. They didn't hit. One of them did, because it was taking place in more than one area, like the diner. But yeah. Love the more depth of some of these characters. And yeah, I just want to see how it all develops. Because it still is very recent to the season one of, you know, being left at the train station and people breaking up and people still dealing with the mess of, you know, threats and all that stuff. So it's about to get real. I'm really excited. Okay. I will shut up now and let you be. Thank you so much for listening. Let me know what you thought about the season premiere. I want to know if you were here for Fez beating Nate up. I want to know what you thought. Tweets were hilarious, okay? So thank you, Twitter, for making me feel better, making me laugh about all that. And yeah, follow me on Twitter, and I will see you guys next time.